This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden decided to hold back delivery of high-payload munitions to Israel because Washington believes a possible Israeli offensive in the Gaza city of Rafah could put civilians at risk, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said on Wednesday.
We're going to continue to do what's necessary to ensure that Israel has the means to defend itself. But that said, we are currently reviewing some near-term security assistance shipments in the context of unfolding events in Rafah.
The U.S. is Israel's biggest arms supplier. Biden had pledged his complete support for Israel following Palestinian militant group Hamas's October 7th attack on the country. Health officials said patients and doctors have been forced to evacuate a hospital in southern Gaza's Rafah. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
Rafah's Abu Yusuf al-Najjar Hospital. It's located in an area of the southern Gazan city that has been designated by the Israeli army as a combat zone as part of its military operations there. Health officials said around 200 patients in that hospital were forced to evacuate to the west of the city after receiving calls warning them to leave. The hospital has had to stop services. Hamas said it was battling Israeli forces in the east of Rafah on Wednesday.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Israel carried out heavy airstrikes in South Lebanon, and Hezbollah said it had launched explosive drones and rockets at Israeli targets on Wednesday, as Israel's defense minister warned of a hot summer in the border region. The Israeli attacks killed three Palestinian fighters from the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement, according to the group. Hezbollah said at least one of its fighters was also killed. Israeli attacks killed three people in Lebanon, security sources said. This is VOA News. Ghana's Supreme Court said on Wednesday lawyers battling over the legality of one of Africa's most restrictive anti-LGBTQ bill must amend their motions due to insulting language in their submissions and then postpone the case. Parliament unanimously passed the bill that would intensify a crackdown on LGBTQ rights in the West African nation in February, but the presidential signing has been delayed, citing pending challenges at the Supreme Court. Digital experts called on African countries on Tuesday to create and implement relevant laws protecting people and business data, leading to digital transformation across the continent. Mohamed Youssef reports.
African government information and communications technology representatives, international organizations, diplomats, and experts are meeting in Nairobi this week to discuss how data can move freely from one country to another without risking people's privacy and safety. The 2023 Launda Report, an organization that monitors digital rights, environment, and inclusion in Africa, said internet shutdowns and disruptions, data protection, disinformation, cybersecurity, surveillance, and a lack of freedom of expression and information impact the continent's digital growth and sustenance. Mohamed Youssef, VOA News, Nairobi.
Former cryptocurrency giant FTX will return money to most customers less than 2 years after its catastrophic collapse, AP correspondent Haya Panjawani reports.
FTX says that nearly all of its customers will receive the money back that they're owed 2 years after the cryptocurrency exchange imploded. It was the third largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world when it filed for bankruptcy protection in November 2022, after many customers pulled out of the currency. FTX said in a court filing that it owes about $11.2 billion to its creditors. It estimates that it has between $14 and $16 billion to distribute to them. CEO and founder Sam Bankman-Fried resigned when the exchange collapsed. In March of this year, he was sentenced to 25 years in prison for fraud. While FTX is technically still a company, its future remains unclear. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Widespread recent power outages in Mexico were caused by unseasonably hot weather, the country's president said on Wednesday, assuring consumers the national grid has sufficient generating capacity going forward. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador told reporters at a regular government press conference his government will also coordinate with private power producers responsible for about half of Mexico's electricity generation. About 20 of Mexico's 32 states were affected by Tuesday's rolling power outages, according to data from Grid Operator analyzed by Reuters. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.